Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. President Trump has said on Twitter that an American military strike in retaliation for an alleged chemical weapons attack in Syria could come very soon, or not so soon at all. He's due to meet his security chiefs, who will make final recommendations on what action he should take. Our correspondent in Washington, Barbara Pettusher, has this assessment of Mr. Trump's latest comment.
It seems to be an acknowledgement that he may have been a little bit gung-ho about the timing of all of this in terms of what his military planners are actually working on today. But it is something that's a bit more complicated to plan, it seems. His own Secretary of Defense has said they're still assessing the intelligence. They're trying to bring allies on board. The discussion is about whether to have a larger strike than the one they had last year with more targets, which is more complicated to plan. So it seems we understand that it's likely any operation would take place not before the weekend.
Russia says its security personnel, who deployed in Douma following the withdrawal of rebel fighters, have found no evidence that it was the scene of a gas attack. A foreign ministry spokeswoman called on the West to seriously consider the consequences of any action. The International Chemical Weapons Watchdog says it has confirmed British government findings about the identity of the toxic chemical used in southern England against a former Russian spy and his daughter. The UK said that a Soviet-era nerve agent had been used. The OPCW did not confirm Britain's claim that Russia must have been behind last month's attack. Donald Trump's choice to become the new Secretary of State has been answering questions by members of Congress in the Senate's confirmation hearing. Mike Pompeo, who's currently the director of the CIA, sought to play down his hawkish reputation.
I know some of you've read the story is I'm a hawk, I'm a hardliner. I read that and there's no one, as you just heard in what I described, there's no one like someone who served in uniform who understands the value of diplomacy and the terror and tragedy that is war. It's the last resort. It must always be so. And I intend to work to achieve the president's policies with diplomacy, rather by sending our young men and women to war.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC.